I was a host of a show called Sports Smash. Show probably isn't the right word. It was an update segment within shows, but it helped me establish myself at ESPN. After getting in plenty of reps, and there is no substitute for live reps, I got the opportunity of a lifetime and was put in the rotation to host SportsCenter. This was a sports journalist dream, as I got to work alongside legendary sportscasters like Keith Olbermann, Chris Berman, and Dan Patrick. Stuart Scott and Scott Van Pelt were also rising stars who became transcendent hosts and set the standard for professional excellence. After SportsCenter, I spent the next few years improving my craft on a variety of shows from NASCAR to the NBA before landing the lead studio host role for college football and college basketball. More than 15 years of 15-hour days at the command center of College Football Saturdays thoroughly prepared me for my current role as the host of College Game Day, which in my judgment is the best job in television. What did those experiences teach me? When you're first starting out and trying to climb the ladder, looking for that next step can feel daunting and overwhelming. It's easy to get consumed by what's next and in a constant search for what else is out there. But you should never compromise the job you have pursuing the job you want. Your number one priority should be to do the absolute best job you can in the moment wherever you are. You should work to be genuine and authentic, never veer from your core values, and always stay true to who you are. Know what you do well and find ways to double down on your strengths. Doing so is a surefire way to set yourself apart, open doors, and create new opportunities. For me, I've always stayed focused on being reliable, being consistent, and being prepared. Before every show, I repeat these words to myself: poise, presence, personality, preparation. Those are things I control. My current role on Game Day requires a variety of skills, skills I've worked hard to develop over time, and skills I continue refining to this day. I have to be informed and prepared to have the ability to think and react quickly. I have to know my stuff and be able to improvise and go off the cuff. We don't use a teleprompter on College Game Day, and we didn't use one for the college football and basketball studio shows. I thoroughly prepare what I want to say. It's just not completely scripted. You have to be able to react to what your analyst says or something that happens in the crowd. I have to maintain high levels of energy and enthusiasm. I have to prioritize my self-care and make sure my mental, physical, and emotional bucket is full. I also have to quickly move on after a mistake. When you do live television, things are going to go wrong. You are going to make mistakes. It's inevitable. The key is staying composed, staying humble, and staying confident. That's where poise and presence in my four P's come in. I can't get distracted, consumed with negativity or criticism. I must continue to believe in myself, put in the work, and run my own race. Everything else will take care of itself. I've been in this business for more than 30 years, and I've observed firsthand how to sustain high performance from brilliant colleagues like Jay Billis and Kirk Herbstreit, from Hall of Fame coaches like Nick Saban, Mike Krzyzewski, and John Calipari, and from pop culture icons like Matthew McConaughey and Keegan-Michael Key. In a similar fashion, I've had a chance to spend time with Allen on the game day sets for Duke basketball and Penn State football, and really respect and appreciate his perspective on how to not only raise your game, but how to sustain it as well. Regardless of your experience or vocation, I'm confident you'll benefit from Allen's stories and strategies on managing stress, avoiding stagnation, and beating burnout. I congratulate you on investing in this book and wish you well in your pursuit of sustaining excellence, optimizing performance, and living a truly fulfilled life. I'm Reese Davis, host of ESPN College Game Day.
Introduction. Though it's been years since I've worked directly with athletes, I still consider myself a coach. And though my primary area of focus is no longer in sports, I still teach the principles, lessons, and strategies that apply to the court and the field. Sports are elemental. They're about performing in pressure moments, managing your emotions through adversity, communicating with others towards a collective goal, and staying disciplined when others don't. I think of these as fundamentals, and no matter your domain, your ability to do them will distinguish you from everyone else, even those who may have more opportunity,